all of us are victims at one point or another, aren't we, of, you know, scam and spam calls. You know, they come in.
All the time.
Yeah.
And I don't get, I must say, maybe I'm more fortunate than others. I don't seem to get as many as I hear others. Mm-hmm. Of course, the way I use my phone, probably.
They have cut back a little. They've reduced. I used to get tons of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't often, if I don't recognize your number, I'm not going to answer the phone.
Yeah, I'm the same.
In fact, I leave a message. The message says, basically, hey, if you're calling and I'm not sure who you are, I'm probably not going to answer. However, feel free to text me. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to reach out in a text, then I can decide.
Depends what I'm doing, because sometimes I like to pick it up and just waste their time. Figure I'm saving somebody else from being scammed at that moment.
Well, the only reason I like this call is just because I love this guy's voice. Here you go. This is the call that was recorded on my phone. It was actually a couple of weeks ago, and I finally gotten around to this. But I don't know. I just love the way this guy sounds. I mean, he sounds so sincere. I almost want to call him back. Here we go.
My name is David Bellows. This is a notification call from our Department of Tax Debt and Financial Settlement Services. There are new programs that can help you reduce or eliminate your debt completely. It is possible that your tax debt can now be considered temporarily non-collectible. You can call me back at my personal desk.
Oh, hey! His personal desk!
That's just some
priceless.
That's just some dude putting on an accent. That's all.
I gotta play this. Just the way he says this. Listen to the beginning here.
My name is David Bellows.
How can you not like that? My name is David Bellows.
I almost wanted to call him back.
I wanted to. David, hello now. This is Charles. I've been waiting for your call all these days. My tax debt has got a problem.
I'd call him back and ask to talk to his personal desk.
I don't know. Yeah. I was just, of all the scam or spam calls I got, this is the first one I can remember having such a great accent and just a, you can call me back at my personal desk. I'll be in my smoking jacket. I don't know, like I said. So I'm glad you enjoyed it as much as I did. I still have it. I didn't delete it. Every so often I go back and listen to it just for the fun of it. I need a good chuckle.
That's just, I'm sorry. That's some high schooler who's just putting on that. It is. That's what it is. I had friends in high school who would do that, who would put on accents and make prank calls. Back in the day when you could just pick up a phone book and go through and randomly pick a number.
Oh, and nobody had caller ID.
No, I had caller ID. So they would know, this is Mr. X, and this is Mr. Y. That's what they would know. And together we're double trouble. That is what they do.
Oh. And why does it seem that it's always the British accent?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's what reminded me of that.
Yes, it always seems to be. Of all the thousands of accents there could be in the world, for whatever reason, it's the British accent that seems to always get the most.
Well, I remember the British play the Empire in all the Star Wars.
Oh, well.
That's true, yeah.
Good point.
Well, most anyway. Spam calls come with Indian accents these days.
Well, that's another one, too. Well,
that one.
I don't care.
But that's big great. Business in that country.
So, thank you for the call, David Bellows.
Right on.
Righto. You didn't call him?
I didn't call him.
Oh.
I like Art's idea. I'd like to talk to your personal desk.